Hi, it's Diane, and I'm very excited for my new book, Daily Meditations for Visionary Leaders. Check it out on my website, visionsapplied.com/meditation. Now, on with the show.
If you are listening to this podcast, it means you are searching. Searching for someone who understands you, someone who gets you. You are yearning to be understood and to belong. Welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast, where we help smart, talented, and sensitive people navigate an often insensitive world. Let's welcome your host, ambassador, author, speaker, and mentor, Diane Allen. Diane has the experience and knowledge to educate and inspire, as she has been there and understands your unique intensities and their challenges.
Hey friends, it's Diane. And today I would like to talk about the 5 steps to break free from all the heaviness sometimes and stress that's all over our world today. We all are impacted all the time by not only seen but unseen energy like EMFs and different vibrations from people, like if they're angry or afraid, or our internal thoughts can make us angry or afraid or happy or joyful. And so many times it's easy to get stuck in it. There are times when I'm working with groups of people that are really struggling themselves, where I can walk away from that situation feeling oh so tired and oh so spent. And so sometimes I have to use these very 5 steps to help me break free from that kind of heaviness. So I thought I'd share them with you today so that you can use them too. Now, the first thing to remember is that about 80% of our healing is nonverbal. So sometimes if you're an overthinker or you like to solve problems mentally, you might miss the point sometimes, because 80% is not verbal at all. A lot of it is just how we feel or our intuition, or the combination with our environment both internally and externally, of course. So always relying on logical thought and words doesn't always get us where we say we want to go. So some of these steps are going to give you a different kind of way to look at things, hopefully. So shall we get started? Step 1 of the 5 steps to break free is having honesty and awareness. First step of all is telling yourself the truth about the state of affairs. Telling yourself what is going on, how you're feeling, how you're responding to things, all of those things. We have to be able to tell ourselves the truth about the state of affairs or where we are in that very moment. We want to remember that everything affects everything, and we want to pay attention that sometimes it's difficult to tell ourselves the truth because maybe we're in denial about the struggle of a certain situation, or maybe we don't even see all the factors in it yet. And so we have to realize we're telling ourselves the best truth in that moment. Your greatest strength is with that inner honesty. Now, that doesn't mean that you go and advertise it or skywrite it or blurt it out on a street corner. It means that you hold that truth sacred and you share it only with trusted others, the people who you know are walking beside you or supporting you. Part of the awareness part of step 1, which is honesty and awareness, is to begin to ask yourself, what's mine to do? Like, what is yours to do? What is your heart's desire? What is your mission? What are you wanting to do in the world? Really? Underneath what everyone else is telling you you're good at, or what other people think you should do or can do or want to do, what is it that your heart is saying that's yours to do? And that might be very different than your actual job you're earning income from. It could be a passion project, or it could be a mixture of many different things. Like for me, what's mine to do is all about inspiring and educating people. And it comes in different ways, from my annual retreat, to this podcast, to my books, to individual work I do with people and teaching seminars for companies. In every case, I'm clear that mine to do is to inspire and educate in whatever way I can, using my intuition, using my education, and using my experience. So that would be the test for me. Is what I'm being asked to do or what I'm about to do aligned? Does it go with that goal and vision I have? So that's where honesty and awareness comes in. Step two is assess how you're doing, assess how things are going, and then make your plan accordingly. So part of this is always having feedback and saying, okay, where am I starting? What's going on? So we have to have a starting point of the honesty and awareness. And then we begin to assess how we want to get where we say we want to go, and we make a plan. Now, one of the things we always want to do is reserve the right to change our mind. That you might have the best idea right now, it's perfect, right? And then something might happen tomorrow, or you might have an awareness and a dream tonight, or someone could say something to you that completely changes things. In which case, you would want to change the plan, maybe, or assess it. Or it could happen that it's confirmed even stronger. So we're always assessing and we're always checking out our plan. The important part is that we have a plan and we're working that plan until we get different information, if we do. Step three is to be open. To be open not only to the plan you're using, but also to be open to information, to feedback, to understanding, to all kinds of information that will be coming into you from the world. It could be an inspired idea that you have taking a shower, or it could be a conversation you overhear, or a podcast you listen to. Or you could just start walking the plan you've already created in step two, and you start seeing that there's a better way, or the plan you picked isn't quite it, and you need to adjust it a little bit. So by being open to a new experience or a new way of looking at it, it allows you to be flexible and forward-thinking. It allows you to use your natural ability to pivot or to alter things or allow yourself to be more fluid. When you're not open to a plan, and you're not open in general, actually, what happens is you can get very rigid and very controlled, and then you start feeling bad and you start getting angry and irritable. And that's not the goal. The goal is to be more fluid, more flexible, more aware, allowing yourself to really move forward in a way that has a method and a strategy and a roadmap while you're telling yourself the truth about how you're doing, what the mile markers are, and staying aware so that you can adjust accordingly. So step four of these five steps to break free is taking massive action. Yes, that's right, massive action. It's very easy to sit back and make a plan and look at it. The next step is do something. What are you doing to get yourself where you say you want to go? What's the action? Now, part of action is also non-action. So what are you going to no longer do? So one action might be to stop a certain behavior, and it also might be to start a different one. So if your behavior is in any way sabotaging your goal, then part of your massive action is to stop that behavior that's sabotaging you, and then what? Pick up another behavior that is not sabotaging you. And so there's lots of ways to take massive action. So the questions you want to ask yourself are two. Number one is what do I need to do to get me where I say I want to go? And the second question is, what do I no longer need to do to get me where I say I want to go? Two questions. What do I need to do to get me where I say I want to go? What's on the map? And what do I need to no longer do? Or what do I need to stop so that I can get me where I say I want to go? Now realize, you always have the right to change your mind. So as you practice and you take some action, or maybe you stop an unhealthy action, you might get some feedback that it wasn't quite the right choice. That's when you stop and you go back to step one and you honestly give yourself feedback on what's happening. And then you say, okay, this is what I'm aware of. This is my honesty about it. It's not exactly what I was looking for. And so we assess it again and we make a different plan and we're open to changing the way we get to the goal. So if the goal is to educate and inspire, like in my case, I might need to reassess the plan because maybe something I'm doing isn't getting me there. It doesn't mean we beat ourselves up. It doesn't mean I go, oh no, give up the whole thing and do something else. Absolutely not. It means make an adjustment. So one of the questions I always ask myself when it comes to my action plan is, am I fully aligned? In other words, is my mind and my body and my soul aligned? They all agree. So if my gut says one thing and my mind says another, and I feel like I have to push and force, I know that those actions are not aligned and will most likely sabotage in some way what I'm trying to do. So it's very important to be aligned and have that time to be very clear on where you're going and what you're doing. Yes, you can change your mind, but clarity is important along the way. So we're taking a lot of action and we're stopping actions that are in our way. And so part of this number four is to also have lots of feedback. In other words, the more tight or frequent your feedback is, then the better things become for you. Because when we have lots of feedback, we can make changes more quickly. We're able to adjust. It's kind of like a business owner who doesn't balance their books or look at their income and outflow except once a year. Nobody I know that owns a business would do that. Some people check it hourly or daily, right? Tight feedback to make sure that what you're doing is getting you where you say you want to go. That can be true for exercise or changing a certain thinking pattern or behavior pattern or setting a spiritual goal for your transformation. Like I'm writing a book now on helping people transform and transcend spiritually, and there's actions to take and there's actions not to take, and there's ways to tell if you're on track or not. And those are important things to have as part of your plan. So feedback is very important. Now, it's also important to have that feedback come from outside of you. Not all of it, but some of it. You can write your own plan and you can say, am I on it or not? And there's a certain level of honesty there. But our ego is not always our amigo. And so sometimes our ego will make something seem like a way it's not. Like we're doing better than we thought, or we're doing worse to beat ourselves up. So it's always helpful to have outside feedback from a couple trusted people in a peer group that understand what you're doing, what your goal is, what your mission is, so that they can give you honest feedback. Now the key is to make sure it's somebody who will tell you the truth, even if it's hard. And then your deal is you got to be open to hearing something you may not want to hear. Because if the person's a real support and they're really in your world and they really want you to get to where you're going and support your vision, sometimes they have to say the difficult thing to help you wake up in a certain area or see something you can't see that might be in your blind spot. So feedback can take lots of forms, and we want to always have feedback from somebody outside of us who understands us, who's part of the solution, who gets the vision, gets the action. So they have an awareness, maybe somebody further along like a mentor or somebody who can see the bigger picture and understand it's not always going to be, oh yeah, everything's great, rah, rah. The purpose of feedback is to be able to make changes before it's too late. Make them when they're, you know, a baby thing instead of a big mountain to deal with. So I could probably do a whole episode on feedback. I teach people that feedback is like trying on clothes. Some of it's great and fits right away, and some of it doesn't. But sometimes, if we remember what it is, it could come in handy at another time. So it's an important step, the feedback part. And then the last of the five steps is to use your intention and your focus for success. Now, success means that we're teachable and that we're living our vision and our intention is higher and we're really having an amazing experience bringing into this world what our inner heart's desire is. that heart's desire you have in there, that secret thing that you don't tell too many people about. Our ego wants you to think that don't say anything because maybe you won't get it and you don't want to be a failure. All of those things are important for you to pay attention to, because what your heart's desire is telling you is the one thing that only you uniquely can do. See, all of us have different heart's desires. Some of them are similar, but they're still different because we have our own unique human spin on it. So step five is to take your intention, that's your focus, your mental energy, and focus it toward your success. And success means bringing forward the good life, the good that's whatever your heart's desire is. And so to use your mind, to use your words, and to use your body to move forward in a productive, wonderful, happy way. That's the fifth step. So if we go back and we keep looping, you see how my intentions to be focused towards success, and then tell yourself the honest truth about how are you doing? What's happening? What's your awareness about the road? Maybe if you're an educator, there's lots of different ways to educate people. And something that might serve you last year may not serve the best way for you to be the educator this year. So to always be attentive and honest and paying attention, be aware. And then always be assessing your plan, making sure that the plan you make, the roadmap you create, applies, it works for you, and always be paying attention. Do I need to turn it this way or turn it that way? Or do I need to change my behavior here or add this or subtract that? I kind of think about our plans are kind of like driving a car. You know, if you just hold the steering wheel straight all the time and you never do those fine adjustments, you're going to get in a wreck. So we need to have fine adjustments sometimes to the plan. And it's perfectly okay to do that. Then you want to be open, always open and receptive to new ideas, new understandings. This is where a powerful peer group plays in very strongly. If you have peers and people in your world that support you and understand you and are part of your mission in different ways, then being open to their ideas or their inspiration, or just connecting with them, spending time with them, not even really focused on the bigger picture, but spending time with them, will make all the difference in the world, because it will awaken in you that mission, that burning desire within you, even more brightly. And then, of course, taking massive action and understanding that sometimes a massive action includes stopping action that's getting in your way and making sure you have feedback. Daily feedback is usually the best, if not more frequently, in the very beginning when you're making big changes, so that you can make sure that you adjust accordingly, and to be sure that while you're doing your action, you're aligned. Is your mind and your body and your soul aligned with the project? If your mind thinks it's a good idea and your gut and your emotions don't think so, that's where I would pause and see what the out of alignment is and how you want to change it, because alignment is where you're going to have your success the most. And then, of course, the end part, which then loops back to the beginning, is using your intentions for success. And success in this idea, as I'm speaking, has to do with being a beneficial presence on the planet. So is what you're doing and how you're doing it and what you're focused on of benefit to you and others? Are you helping with the transformation and the expansion of the world? Or is what you're doing limited and full of fear? So somebody who is using their intentions for success are typically open and looking for the greater good for all people concerned. So there they are, the five steps to help you break free. When you break free of the limits and the self-imposed judgments, then you can elevate. You can elevate out of that illusion of being disconnected or in pain or stuck somehow. You can elevate yourself out of the pain and trauma or out of the stress by focusing and holding your intention and having people in your corner supporting you. They don't do it for you, because that's not possible, but they support you, and they, and you can feel the support, and they are able to give it to you. So remember, not every good idea is for you to do. It's not all your calling. So it's not what can you do. It's what are you called to do. Answer that question. Apply these 5 steps and watch your life turn into something amazing. So until next time, remember, keep your face toward that sun so those shadows fall behind you. And remember, you are an amazing person here on purpose with a purpose. And you are a great idea. So go out there and be everything that you know you are in your full glory with a smile on your face, because you have a right to be here. Until next time, may you feel peace and joy and abundance. See you later.
Are you tired of searching for someone who understands you? Join our Facebook group, Someone Gets Me. In this group, you will be able to connect with others who are intense, sensitive, smart, talented, and wanting to be understood. Diane shares her insights and teachings, and you can connect with others. Join today.